Hey, any of you on the road while listening to this? All right, you're listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Again, that is Cesar Lopez and his band. And I tell you what, I want us to cover Health Matters for a little bit, courtesy of WebMD. I want us to look at a couple items, and I want us to start with broken heart syndrome. Were any of you with me when I talked about this a while back? Broken heart syndrome, and we talked about how that's something that people really do have to deal with. Broken heart syndrome. And I was featuring the song, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? And at that time, I featured it by the Bee Gees. And to make it a double play, I also featured this song by Al Green. Same song, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? Just by two different groups, the Bee Gees and Al Green, with those awesome musicians and vocalists who backed him up. How can you mend a broken heart? Who even believes that a heart can be broken? Well, take a listen.
Is broken heart syndrome real? Here's what you should know. Broken heart syndrome is a temporary condition caused by extreme emotional or physical stress, like the death of a loved one. It mainly affects middle-aged women, and the signs are similar to a heart attack. The most common symptoms include chest pain, trouble breathing, and irregular heartbeat. Because broken heart syndrome shares many of the same symptoms as a heart attack, you should immediately call 911. Broken heart syndrome is reversible. Your doctor will determine it's not a heart attack once tests show no artery blockage. Treatment may include standard heart failure medications like ACE inhibitors, beta blockers, and diuretics. Your doctor may also suggest long-term stress management to keep stress hormones that may be damaging your heart in check.
Isn't that interesting, ladies and gentlemen, that the physical heart can literally be broken? As I mentioned, some of you heard me when I talked about this a while back when I was featuring the song, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? I gave it to you by Al Green and I gave it to you by the Bee Gees. And as it turns out, when they talk about the broken heart in this context, they're not doing what we often do in referring to the spirit. You know, sometimes people use the words heart and spirit interchangeably. That's not what they're doing here. They're not referring to the spirit. They're talking about the physical heart and the actual damage that can be done to it as a result of great strain. How do we mend a broken heart? Take it to the doctor. All right, one more I'd like for you to hear about. That annual physical exam, how many of you do it? I'm asking the men and the women. How many of you have your bodies checked out annually? It's just part of what you do. How many of you say, nah, don't have time for that? How many of you are asking if it's really even necessary to have a physical done every year? Well, let's take a listen.
After study shows healthy adults don't benefit from that yearly visit, and it may even lead to unnecessary tests. Now, don't get me wrong, you still need your doctor. You just don't need to pick a random date on the calendar for no particular reason. Instead, focus on the important health screenings and tests you need to stay healthy, services that may even be available to you at no additional cost, like blood pressure and cholesterol checks. Even young adults in their 20s need those. And women still need pap smears. When you hit 50, schedule your colon cancer screening. There are many reasons, life-saving reasons, to see your doctor. And of course, if you have a medical condition, you'll probably see your doc more than once a year anyway. If you just can't give up that annual check-in, use it to talk to your doctor about wellness, steps you can take to get healthier. Now that's a good use of your time. For WebMD, I'm Dr. Michael Smith.
What do you think about that? Did it seem like he kind of hit the nail on the head? All right. Well, back in just a few with more, speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. right here on 1550 AM The Voice. Those of you listening online at speakingwith.com. We'll be right back.